Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsakes the works of his hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you, from God the Father, through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The congregation, let us sing number 425, the stanzas 4 and 5. Ye seed from Abraham descended, to whom his favors were extended, and Jacob's children whom the Lord has chosen hearken to his word. He is the Lord our judge divine, in all the earth his glories shine. 4 and 5 of number 425. Our scripture reading is out of Hebrews chapter 11, from verse 23 through 40. Hebrews chapter 11, beginning at verse 23. But first we read the Ten Commandments out of Exodus 20. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, and to the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me, and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, or anything that is thy neighbor's. Hebrews chapter 11 from verse 23. By faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child. And they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch him, them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians essaying to do were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. What shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, and of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who, through faith, subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, God having provided some better thing for us, that they, without us, should not be made perfect. Thus far, the reading of the Bible. Let us now read, congregation, the form for the administration of baptism, page 126 in the back of your Psalter. Page 126. The principal parts of the doctrine of holy baptism are these three. First, that we with our children are conceived and born in sin, and therefore are children of wrath, insomuch that we cannot enter into the kingdom of God except we are born again. This, the dipping in or sprinkling with water, teaches us, whereby the impurity of our souls is signified, and we admonish to loathe and humble ourselves before God, and seek for our purification and salvation without ourselves. Secondly, holy baptism witnesseth and sealeth unto us the washing away of our sins through Jesus Christ. Therefore we are baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. For when we are baptized in the name of the Father, God the Father witnesseth and sealeth unto us that he that make an eternal covenant of grace with us and adopts us for his children and heirs, and therefore will provide us with every good thing and avert all evil or turn it to our profit. And when we are baptized in the name of the Son sealeth unto us that he that wash us in his blood from all our sins, incorporating us into the fellowship of his death and resurrection, so that we are freed from all our sins and accounted righteous before God. In like manner, when we are baptized in the name of the Holy Ghost assures us by this holy sacrament that he will dwell in us and sanctify us to be members of Christ, applying unto us that which we have in Christ, namely, the washing away of our sins and the daily renewing of our lives, till we shall finally be presented without spot or wrinkle among the assembly of the elect in life eternal. Thirdly, whereas in all covenants there are contained two parts, therefore are we by God through baptism admonished of and obliged unto new obedience, namely, that we cleave to this one God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, that we trust in him and love him with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our mind, and with all our strength, that we forsake the world, crucify our old nature, and walk in a new and holy life. And if we sometimes, through weakness, fall into sin, we must not therefore despair of God's mercy, nor continue in sin, since baptism is a seal and undoubted testimony that we have an eternal covenant of grace with God. And although our young children do not understand these things, we may not therefore exclude them from baptism, for as they are without their knowledge partakers of the condemnation in Adam, so are they again received unto grace in Christ. As God speaketh unto Abraham, the father of all the faithful, and therefore all unto us and our children, saying, I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee, in their generations, for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee, and to thy seed after thee. Genesis 17. This also the apostle Peter testifieth with these words, for the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Acts 2. Therefore God formally commanded them to be circumcised, which was a seal of the covenant and of the righteousness of faith. And therefore Christ also embraced them, laid his hands upon them, and blessed them. Mark 10. Since then baptism is come in the place of circumcision, therefore infants are to be baptized as heirs of the kingdom of God and of his covenant. And parents are in duty bound further to instruct their children herein, when they shall arrive to years of discretion, that therefore this holy ordinance of God may be administered to his glory, to our comfort, and to the edification of his church, let us call upon his holy name. O Almighty and Eternal God, Thou who hast according to Thy severe judgment punished the unbelieving and unrepentant world with the flood, and hast according to Thy great mercy saved and protected believing Noah and his family, Thou who hast drowned the obstinate Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, and has led thy people Israel through the midst of the sea upon dry ground, by which baptism was signified, we beseech thee that thou wilt be pleased of thine infinite mercy, graciously to look upon these children, and incorporate them by thy Holy Spirit into thy Son Jesus Christ, that he may be buried with him into his death, and be raised with him in newness of life, that he may daily follow him, joyfully bearing their cross, and cleave unto him in true faith, firm hope, and ardent love, that he may, with a comfortable sense of thy favor, leave this life, which is nothing but a continual death, and at the last they may appear without terror before the judgment seat of Christ thy Son, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who, with thee and the Holy Ghost, one only God, lives and reigns forever. Amen. May I ask the parents please to arise. Beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have heard that baptism is an ordinance of God to seal unto us and to our seed his covenant. Therefore it must be used for that end, and not out of custom or superstition, that it may then be manifest that you are thus minded. You are to answer sincerely to these questions. First, whether you acknowledge that although our children are conceived and born in sin, and therefore are subject to all miseries, yea, to condemnation itself, yet that they are sanctified in Christ, and therefore as members of his church ought to be baptized. Secondly, whether you acknowledge the doctrine which is contained in the Old and New Testaments and in the articles of the Christian faith, and which is taught here in this Christian church, to be the true and perfect doctrine of salvation. Thirdly, whether you promise and intend to see these children when come to the years of discretion, whereof you are either parent or witness, instructed and brought up in the aforesaid doctrine, or help, or cause them to be instructed therein to the utmost of your power, what is thereupon the answer of the parents, Alamon the father, the mother, of the parents, the cook, the father, the mother, again the parents, the cook, the father, the mother, again the parents, the cook, the father, the mother, again the parents, the cook, the father, the mother, the parents, clock, the father, the mother, again the parents, clock, the father, the mother, the parents, slinger land, the father, the mother, the parents, van Lieren, the father, the mother, the parents van de Bruinhorst, de vader, de mother. If necessary, the mothers may sit down. Dear parents, the Lord, mothers, was at your side. When also your husband was at your side, and other people involved in it, in that moment of impossibility. And that we have to acknowledge the Lord that two lives were spared. As it is an old statement in Dutch, met één been in het graf. So a deliverance with one leg in the grave. Do we realize that enough? No. Are you thankful? I try. Because there is such a great reason. The mother spared and the child. And now the other thing, that child, that is a little individual. Is it complete? Reverently speaking, of course.
Yeah.
10 fingers, 10 toes, 2 arms, 2 legs, 2 ears, 1 heart. Oh, yeah. Nothing missed. As far as I know, no. Oh, wait a minute. You talk spiritual wise, right. What is there missed? That image of God. Do we miss it?
No.
By nature? We know it. When are we begin to miss it? When the Lord begin to work in you and in your child. Knowledge, righteousness, and holiness are the 3 essential parts of that image of God. Is that obtainable? Yeah. Where? Here. Do I have to pray for it? Yeah. Is there a pleading around? Yes. That water this morning. That belongs to the covenant of grace. As that old, an older mother, the horror of children. And that may be the 3rd or 4th day, she says, give me that child. She had it in her arms already. And then she lifted it up. To show with the Lord is if he was willing to look upon it. Mothers, let that also be your work, your action. And fathers, be a priest in your house. Please. That they hear at table. That they hear your voice. And they see your heart in your speaking. Priest. And brothers and sisters. Grandparents, maybe great-grandparents. We have heard the last names. Oh, the Lord has worked in these generations. And that golden thread that may go on. Baptized seat of the congregation. Is there not much a conflict with your baptism, your emails, your internet, your iPad, and all the electronic devices, with all the sin through it and in it, and you are in that world with your baptized forehead as a contradiction? Pray the Lord that you shall not sin against your baptism. Many doors are closed for you because of your baptism, but one is open. If the Lord will open it to you too. and church of God, that water. That water that points to the blood of the mediator. And without shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. Shall you ask the Lord that he will convert these children? And you hear sometimes about pleading. To plead upon something, you need to have something outwardly, and that's the water. Parents. Oh, you are on your way to eternity with these children. And may it happen. What happened in the family of a minister years ago, we told that often. That they say, Father, and they mention the name of another child. The Lord has begun to work in her too. He says, if that is true, then that is again a child for whom I do not have to care anymore. May he bless to that end the preaching, the reading, the catechism class, youth, you are sitting there to be instructed. Remember how we began the season, 'tis already finished and behind. So fast goes the time. Well, may he grant, my hearers, to these parents the faithful bringing up, the true acknowledgement, and also for the brothers' consistory, and soon the new minister, that we may see the increase outwardly of the congregation. That's a biblical case. And the Lord shall help you. Maybe even when it is a larger family, he shall help you. Let us sing. No, not yet singing. We will sing after the baptism. The children may be brought in. Barrett John, I baptize thee in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Logan Chase, I baptize thee in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Natalie Herma, I baptize thee in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Winston Jarrett, I baptize thee in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Lyndon Elijah, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Curtis Nathan, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Lars Gerard, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Kaelin Maya, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Marla Corinne, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Michaela Lynn, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us close with the thanksgiving of the forum and also asking the Lord's blessing for this morning. Almighty God, a merciful Father, we thank and praise Thee that Thou hast forgiven us and our children all our sins through the blood of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, and received us through thy Holy Spirit as members of thine only begotten Son, and adopted us to be thy children, and sealed and confirmed the same unto us by holy baptism. We beseech thee, through the same Son of thy love, that I will be pleased always to govern these baptized children by thy Holy Spirit, that they may be piously and religiously educated increase and grow up in the Lord Jesus Christ, that they may acknowledge thy fatherly goodness and mercy which thou hast shown to them and us, and live in all righteousness under our only teacher, King and High Priest Jesus Christ, and manfully fight against and overcome sin, the devil, and his whole dominion, to the end, that they may eternally praise and magnify thee and thy Son Jesus Christ together with the Holy Ghost, the one, only true God. Lord, on this morning of thy holy Sabbath day, we do have that great privilege that in this congregation, word and sacrament may be administered. Thou hast heard the answer of all the parents. Thou hast seen thy own institution, that the water was sprinkled upon the little foreheads. Oh, that it may be thy holy will, that it may be born again to a true and real hope for eternity. Let there be the request of the parents, grandparents, further relations, brothers, elders, and deacons, that it may grow up under that aforesaid doctrine, grant to the young fathers to be priests in their house. It goes so fast, in a very short time, they will bring them into the church on the marriage, if they may come that far. That the mothers may also be busy in their family, but also spiritual wise, to instruct them, and also to be as parents upon their knees, and that the children may hear the father as a priest at the table, commanding his family, congregation, nation unto thee. Grant to the brothers, elders, and deacons also related to these parents, and also in the manner the older ones, grandparents, great-grandparents, to be faithful in our calling and duty, and to instruct that youth. There is so much competition. There are so many allurements from the sight of the world and a false religion, that they never will depart from this place, from the denomination regarding the truth. Oh, could it be that among the little boys were office bearers, maybe ministers, and the young girls, that they may become mothers in Israel? Wilt thou remember other parents, maybe disappointed for many years, already hoping to get the same blessing? And Lord, it is more than once that we have witnessed it, that even in spite of all the medical results, that yet they got a child. And we do not neglect the hospitals and doctors, we need them. But thou art standing above all the things. And when we are married and we may have children, oh, let us not go into the worldly way of life, as they speak about enough children. Only thou knowest what is enough. Oh, give us also a biblical life in our marriage life. Wilt thou help us today? It will not be far from now that the new minister will be installed. Prepare him to arrive safely at this place. and to serve this people faithfully and dependency upon thee, a triune God. Use him as a tool in thy hand. Remember, Lord, all them today who are called by thee to deliver a message to the audience. Remember our own congregation. Help then also the student when he may preach among them. Remember the other student also out of this neighborhood in his first year of education. Help him also through that first examination. And grant more called by thee. We command all the sickness, the sick ones, them who undergo treatments, the widowers and widows, the lonely ones, the aging ones. Wilt thou remember the school, board and teachers, spare on the road every day, and give, O Lord, also from the sight of the government, that it shall be good to their inhabitants, it will be required from their hands once, when they have to meet thee. To that end, we command also the Prime Minister. Oh, instruct him about the Scriptures, what his duty and calling is to serve this nation. Wilt thou help us, open thy word, grant an acknowledging heart to the parents, that now that child has that sign, and that cannot be removed. Oh, let there be a pleading ground in the life of thy children. Hear us, for Christ's sake only. Amen. Let us continue by singing. Psalter 45, the stanzas 1 through 4. Psalter 45, the stanzas 1 through 4. Now the king in thy strength shall be joyful, O Lord. Thy salvation shall make him rejoice. And what follows of number 45, the stanzas 1 through 4, and in the meantime your offering will be received. Beloved congregation, a number of years ago, maybe 12 or 14, we had a flight, I thought, from Calgary to Minneapolis, and there was a Jewish rabbi beside my seat. And almost the whole journey is about 2 hours and three quarters. We discussed the things of the Old Testament. He wrote a few texts, very learned in the Hebrew language, and we gave one another's address, email. And I wrote to him for a number of months, not every day. And I got answers. But my purpose was, of course, to go to the New Testament. And the first effort that I did was the end of the conversation. And I'm not acquainted with all the internet and email and everything. This is always difficult. But whatever I tried, it was finished. And I had to blame myself because I went too fast to the New Testament. And now what happens? A month ago, in Grand Rapids, I got an email of him. I thought, what a wonder. What a wonder. Still living, how are you doing, how's your family? So the common things that we send to one another. And now I'm trying, of course, to keep that thin thread active. And still is my goal to bring him into the New Testament. He's a rabbi in Jerusalem of my age, maybe a little bit younger. And I was speaking to that people, because the engines in a plane are always running, of course, otherwise it didn't go well. And deaf at one side, so I talk loud. And a man in front of us, out of the plane, he turned, he says, "You didn't got him, did you?" Said, "Did you hear?" He said, "I heard everything." The whole discussion. Now is my goal, with God's help, to come again to that New Testament. The Hebrews, that is an epistle, not written to Gentiles, parents, fathers, do you know that? You are a priest in your house, a minister in your house. But is written to the Jewish people, and them converted out of the Jewish people. They had a load of hatred, as it says, in verse 32 of Hebrews 10, but call to remembrance the former days in which, after ye were illuminated, fathers, are you illuminated already, mothers? Then you spread some light of the doctrine in your family. After ye were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of afflictions. Are not the signs there in the country too, that our doctrine will not be accepted anymore? Who can tell, or they come in the strife, that little ones? Partly, whilst ye were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly, whilst ye became companions of them that were so used. Verse 34, for ye had compassion of me in my bonds, the writer, we think Paul, Calvin thought not, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. That is something. They threw the branches out of the window, so to speak. But he says there is another place in heaven, a better and an enduring substance. And then the warning, cast not away therefore your confidence, which had great recompense of reward, for ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. That brings us to our text, Hebrews 11, the verses 24, 25, 26. Hebrews 11, the verses 24, 25, 26. There we read the scriptures, congregation, by faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward thus far. Moses, exemplary steadfastness in Egypt is our theme. Moses, exemplary steadfastness in Egypt. And then 4 points, congregation. First, his refusal. Secondly, his choice. Thirdly, his estimation. And fourthly, his expectation. Repeat it, Hebrews 11, the verses 24 through 26. Moses' exemplary steadfastness in Egypt. First, his refusal. You read it in verse 24. He refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Moses, do you realize what you do? You will become one of the most wealthy persons upon earth. As you was picked up by that daughter out of the water, children, do you remember? In that little case? Refusal. Yeah. His choice, verse 25, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God. There's a special affliction. There's an affliction in regard to your doctrine, in regard to your answer, yes, if you take it serious. His choice. Or you go to church, or you have no television, or you girls do not wear pants. Man, man. That's outdated. Choice. His estimation, verse 26, esteeming the reproach of Christ. And an estimation that you value the things, you lay it on the balance. What's it worth? He saw that as a greater rich than the earthly things in Egypt, his estimation. For he had respect and to the recompense of the reward that was his expectation. May the Lord help us to explain the points, and of course it need to be done not too long because of the time, and to finish with some words of application. His refusal. Well, parents, that child and your children, with our doctrine in 2019, if they may grow up 30, 40, 50, 20, 30 years old, what is the development hatred, opposition. And if the Lord tolerates it, the signs are there already, then it will also be put to test. Also your confession. Their confession. Our schools. Our doctrine. Because in this world ye shall have tribulation. He is of course in a position very unique. He is of Israel. But they found him, children, you know that, they found him in the water. And their daughter asked, what a nice child. He was special outwardly too. As she brought him to the palace, and amazing, they did not send her back and bring her to the mother. Well, that happens. But then in the way that the mother had to take care for the child in the palace. Most of the time. That's amazing. But there came a time that the mother was not necessary anymore, and that she claimed Moses. And did he claim her too, and the palace? No. Refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. His refusal. Yeah, but that's foolish. Yeah, to the measure of the world it is, but not to the measure of the Bible. His refusal, that is the work of the Holy Spirit in him. He receives eyes to see the kingdom of God. He receives eyes to see the poverty of Egypt. And if you read history in that time, it was the top country of the world of that time. If they opened under the pyramids the graves, there's gold and everything. There's a history on itself. But with a complete false religion. His refusal. Oh, parents, how many times will your child have the confrontation with the things of the world other than praying, parents, that they are steadfast and not be drawn away from what happened this morning? Refusal. His choice. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God. Did he know people of God? Were they in the palace too? No. But his mother, who was bringing him up, that were converted people. And the Lord only need one little seed to plant that kingdom in us. To suffer affliction with the people of God. And that people of God was in Egypt. We remember the history. How in the time of Joseph, he said, Father, you may come. You do not need to take one share with you. Here is enough. And they had in that time a good time. They got the most wealthy part of the country to cultivate. But there came another after Joseph. And another. And then they saw the increase of that nation. They had also big families. There was no anti-conception. A congregation. They felt that becomes a threatening. And a danger. So they came, instead of being welcome, they came oppression. Oh, do not forget, in this world, ye shall have tribulation. His choice. That was the people of God in Egypt. What's the value of the congregation? Of the consistory? Of our schools, teachers? How many among them know the Lord? Know the Son of God. Know the Bible. Know what faith is. What unbelief is. Know about that strife. Know about the hope. Fathers, do you know about the true hope? Are you a priest at your table? Do you close the Bible right away? Don't do that. When you have children on the age of listening and understanding, take 5 minutes to explain what you have read. Ask them a few questions. The home religion is so essential, so necessary. Don't lean upon a minister or an elder or a teacher. You are the first one. It's Jewish. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God. If there were 10 of them in the time of Abraham, there would have been no destruction of the cities Sodom and Gomorrah, where homosexuality was not a transgression. Now, woe the one who dared to say it. It's choice. Affliction with the people of God. Then the Lord is teaching you what that people is. They have a different life. They have some knowledge of the Lord. They know about sin. They have a hidden life in their inner chamber. They are the pillars of the church. They are that salt in the world. People of God. Two or three of them gathered in my name. The Lord is there too. His choice. Do you have them in your family? Are the grandparents of these children converted if they are still living? Do you have brothers or sisters who know the Lord? Is there people of God in your street? Or your building? Or do you meet them on your work? Yeah, you have to work, yeah, but there is always a couple of minutes that you can talk about it. It's not forbidden. The right time. People of God. So his young heart was opened for that people and their heart for that boy. Choosing rather to suffer for his choice. Not to be repented of. Work of the Spirit in us. Oh, you know, ask now the Lord that that child may be brought to the same choice. And if they can tell you something, are you then able to instruct out of your own choice? That you hear things, I recognize that. I went through that too. And now my child, the blessing. Because the Lord will work from generation to generation. His estimation. Our third point. See, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Young people, baptized seed of the congregation, do you know about the pleasures of sin? Yeah. Yeah, Reverend, I know about it. Is that shaming you sometimes? Is it alluring you? Overwhelming you? The pleasures of sin for a season. Oh, we have a heart. All God's children are ashamed about the time before their conversion. Even when it is forgiven by the Lord. Paul, you still hear him about what he did before his conversion. He knew it was forgiven him. I have to tell you this morning, parents, with the baptism of your child, the pleasures of sin is always temporary. And it is so soon gone. Oh, what are we weak when we have the confrontation with sin? What are we weak to strife? What has it been for him a strife? And a training school because this young man will be the leader for 40 years of more than 1 million people through the wilderness. His estimation greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. How nice they are. It is for here. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. His expectation. He had respect unto the recompense of the reward. When do you receive in your conversion something to see of that reward? Then I think here about Ruth. She had a mother-in-law in her country, Moab. That is a Gentile country. That is at the left, at the right side of Israel. More to the east. What was Naomi? Well, there was hunger in Israel, in Canaan. And there they had bread enough, and all in God's providence. Because out of that country, one of the mothers of Christ need to be brought to Israel. But then on that border, that were both her daughters-in-law, they were both widow. She says, now it is far enough. I thank you for bringing me to here, but now you have to return. And although both were crying, also Orpah, but finally Orpah, she said farewell, but not so is Ruth. No, there is also a refusal and a choice and an estimation. Looking to that older mother-in-law that she knew the happiness of her life. The God-fearing mother-in-law could not disconnect herself of this daughter-in-law anymore. And then finally, Ruth says, in my words, now you have to stop. Now it is enough. You don't get me away from you anymore. That expectation that was there already in that Gentile widow, as she revealed that to her mother-in-law, also a widow. And is there now sometimes for you as a member of the church an occasion that you may show something of what you have in your heart to your fellow traveler to eternity? What is the expectation of the world? Ask it them. And you will hear answers which have no value for our soul. But they do not know better. Why are you sitting here? And they not? Do you not see that election in that respect? There's also an outwardly election. Privilege, but at the same time, responsibility. Yeah, you go so faithful to church, and your whole lifestyle is different. May I ask you a question? Is there any reward for what you are doing? Do you expect something? Why are you doing all that? The bringing up of your children, so strict, such a unique doctrine, so to speak. Well, I promised that once, public, in the full church. And are you then bringing up that they may become happy? That's not my first goal. No? No. Is there something above that? Yeah. And that is the honor of God. I try to do it this way, but when I have them in front of me in their, like, the weddings, then they have special clothing. And yeah, that's a nice day. Yeah, but there's also another side. Is it now finished already? Yeah, mother, you know, I married today. Father. Yeah, I know that you married today. But you're bringing up, you take that with you. And now I say much, parents. But I hope you can agree with me. Oh, I hesitate to say it. And yet it has to be done that way. Child, you know it. What? You know that full counsel of God that was brought to you in your church, in your catechism, in your school, and here at the table. And on my knees, and I will remain doing that. But now you leave. And for what you have heard of me, you shall have to give an account. That little child, oh, can you think about that? Need once to answer about his or her baptism. Youth, to whom? First to God, when you die. That's understandable because we baptize them in three names, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. How far are they away? They are there where you die. To die, that is to meet God. And if you have tomorrow an appointment for your business, and that person is capable to give you an order of a million, now you do not want to do tomorrow one wrong question, so you prepare yourself to meet that man. What is now your preparation to meet God? At least sitting here. Is that all? Is there never a Bible in your hand at home? May I see your bookcase? There was a little boy in Leusden by Amersfoort. An elder in Barneveld, he told me that years ago. It was a company of God's people. Every month or 2 months. And he knew something of the Lord too. He was, yeah, you would say a little bit behind. And he went from the one to the other. 8 or 9 years old. Do you read Smijtegeld? Do you read Brakel? Do you read Rutherford? And that was God's people. They were embarrassed the way how he was asking it. All to be prepared to meet that God. Moses had that expectation. There is not one man in the Bible who came so close to God than Moses. Also physical. On the top of the mountain, the Lord hid him with his hand when the Lord passed by. And there is not one in the Bible who is buried by God himself. Only Moses. They never have found his grave until now. That great, great man of the Old Testament. Your instruction, oh, young fathers and mothers, I had you there with the water. And not that long ago you was delivered, mothers. Now I ask you, you and your husband know, you and God. Now reverently, eh? How are you both doing? That you found that access through him already, through the Lord Jesus Christ. Is he more than your husband? Is he more than your wife? Oh, if the Lord converts of the two one, then once a woman says, now you don't love me anymore. He says, yeah, I do, but different. Different. Expectation. Thus far, the 4 points let us see. 292. Stanzas 1 and 5. 292. Praise the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy is ever sure. And what follows? The stanzas 1 and 5 of number 292. I suppose, fathers, that you have witnessed that she was in labor. And that critical moment that you felt, here only the Lord can help. The work of the midwife can be excellent, but he need to give strength to bring that child forth. And that has taken place. That brings back to Genesis 3. But the Lord has said to Eve, that has taken place now before your eyes. We shall never have that pain, that's only hers. Well, you have pain of it because you love one another. Mental, not physical. That's her poetry. And then that wonder that there comes a man out of a man, a human being out of a human being. The wonder. Was that now in you? Yeah. And now out of you? Yeah. Now conversion is also a wonder, even a greater wonder. And Nicodemus thought, then you need to go back into your mother's womb. Yeah, human. Is that now a teacher? The Lord says, what regeneration was in. But it is now even a greater wonder. And I hope that it is bound upon your heart for this child. And that you have a pleading ground. There is in baptism, doctrine-wise, an overestimation and an underestimation. Is it a covenant child? Yeah, I'm a little bit afraid to answer that. 100% it is a covenant child. Oh, comma, outwardly. That means a great privilege having the doctrine and a great responsibility. The overestimation is in many circles outside us. The underestimation is in our own churches. This child is set apart, is still the same child as it was born. Baptism does not change anything inwardly. But to plead that you need to have something outwardly as your pleading ground, that is that water, and that points to the blood of Christ, that you may show that the Lord. The old people say, converted people, laat je gedoopte voorhoofd maar aan de Heere zien. Show your baptized forehead to the Lord. And if God's child, and only they, come on the right place, then they say, my prayers of the whole year may be 30 minutes. That it was true. If we may come on that pleading ground, in that respect, I said to you that more, then you are stronger than the Lord. Then you force him in the biblical, spiritual way, that he shall fulfill his promises. And why am I forcing? What will it be when that child is lost forever? Is that nothing? For body and soul? To be lost forever, where? In the hell. The hell? Yeah. How many possibilities are there? Do you see my two fingers? Heaven or hell? Weighty things. Yeah, what do you think? Of course. I hope you feel the weight. That man has a training in the palace that he shall be able 40 years to lead the rebellious people. You have a rebellious child. Need to happen something. It is, can you have it, a little enemy of the Lord. What a need. Oh, man, we live so far away of our own doctrine. You can talk about a minister, but that is not doctrine. No. Or an elder. That's not so difficult. But explain me your doctrine. Explain me baptism. The ignorance is one of the major sins of our denomination. Doctrine-wise. And if you receive insight into your doctrine, then you receive expectation. And then you lay it before the Lord. Oh dear, he cannot walking away from his own word and promises. And yet it need all to be given. We have not that capacity. But if you will begin to miss it, then you shall ask it. And then the bringing up. Oh, we said that already of that minister. They say, Father, the Lord is working in him or her of two. There were already children converted. He says, there's another one for whom I have not to care anymore. Beside your own conversion is the greatest in your children. And they tell it you. I have not to answer so much. We have to close because of the time, congregation. Our baptized foreheads are there. Oh, I do not go into now in the adult baptism. We had to do with it. We have the best papers in that respect. Infant baptism is biblical. Never doubt about that. They bring you in much confusion. That was also the missing point in Philpott. God-fearing man, tender life to the Lord. But on that point, the Lord didn't give him that light. And I haste myself to say that he was of the State Church of England, and that was one big mockery. So that is also of influence to them. Try or take care that you can explain your form of baptism. It is biblical. And if God's people is on the right place, then a service like this, they say that water, that is a pleading ground. That's outwardly visible. Just as the wine and the bread. Underestimated. What is overestimation? Then you talk about covenant children and you deny the dead state in Adam. Terrible. Then you don't need a conversion, right? That's the big danger. Now, consider this. Discuss it together. Read about it. And acknowledge the Lord that you were seated this morning here and your child has received that sign under that doctrine. And it's my heart to you as dear parents that the Holy Spirit takes care for the inwardly part of it. But he will do that instrumentally by your and your and mine faithful upbringing. Amen. Lord, it is just the beginning of that Hebrews epistle and letter, which is so instructive. They were the converted Jews as a prelude, because their conversion will come. We see nothing of it today, but thou knowest thy time. Let it be an article in our prayer always. Will thou strengthen the mothers, help them as the fathers, for that Christian education, bless the labors of their hands, give peace and love in their marriage and to the children, and let them count, as it says in this world, ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. O dear Son of God, give them a place on thy training school for eternity, if they are not yet on it. We command also the grandparents, all the relations, brothers and sisters too, will thou bring us again tonight together, spare on the roads and help in this afternoon. For Jesus' sake, amen. Our closing psalter is number 422. The stanzas 2 and 6, 422, with my own chosen one, in David God affirmed, I've made a covenant with a sacred oath confirmed. We announced to the congregation that the second wedding announcement of Stefan, Edward van Essen and Annette van de Bruinhorst. The wedding service is scheduled for Friday, May 24 at 10:30 a.m. and we hope to officiate the Lord willing. The first wedding announcement of Adrianus, François, Sinke and Jeannette, Sandrina Skipper. Lawful objections may be brought to the attention of the consistory. Then the seniors' mourning is scheduled for Wednesday, May 22 at 10 a.m. here in Pixie Butte, Psalter 422, 2 and 6. Receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.